aspiring leaders, current leaders, and anyone who wishes to increase their leadership skills and improve their career. My name is Gary Davison, and I am the poobah of the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Each week, we'll do a deep dive into the skills and elements of skill set development to help you reach greater heights and to help you grow those leaders around you. What can you expect from the Lodge of Leaders podcast? It's simple. My name is Gary Davison, and I am a leader with 25 years of leadership experience. In that time, I've grown in excess of 20 leaders to executive level positions in the field of education. I've been a teacher, assistant principal, principal, university faculty member, a board member on many charities, in addition to the roles I've held outside of the field of education. These all give me a very unique perspective that I can bring to helping to grow you and the leaders around you. After you embrace the thoughts, beliefs, and actions of the systems that I've put into place, it's my belief that you will see your own leadership skills improve and thus your career will prosper. You can expect to grow, and you can expect to grow those around you if you put the work into your skill set and you're honest with your feedback. Remember, friction makes for growth, and we will grow. Hello, Lodge members. Here we are again for Principal Mentor Series number 71. Guys, this is in direct response to a lot of questions I get. I've gotten a lot of questions about how I hire my assistant principals. What is your process? What does it look like? How was it from a candidate perspective? And how did you put it all together? So I have a very involved process, so I thought I would go through this today. But before we get started, a quote that I often say is, the gap between the highly effective and the poor leaders is more than simply their skills. And I say that because what I try and assess in the interview, I won't let you in the door unless you already have formidable skills. It's the other things I'm trying to assess. And as we go through this process, hopefully you'll be able to hear what are those things that are important to me that I look for in aspiring leaders that I hope to grow into a building principal and beyond, and been very successful. But I will tell you that development only takes you so far. You've got to have a great candidate with you. And if you want somebody to grow, you've got to have somebody who has potential for growth. And this interview process very much is exactly that. How can I best determine who has the wherewithal to be a great building leader one day? And so this process is the process that I've used, and I've had a lot of people asking about it. So let's just dig right into it today. First thing I do, I have a process very much that goes through several steps. So I'm going to break it apart into several pieces here. And so number one, what is the pre-interview look like? And so what I do is for any role that I have, I look through what my team is. If I have a known AP opening, I could probably get at least 150 to 200 on the downside of that. I've had as many as 500 to 600 for an AP opening before, and I look through those, and I flip through them, and this, that, and the other. But once I nail it down to a group that I'm looking for, again, I have to know that this is someone that has the potential on paper to be someone that I want to work with. But there's some pre-things that I do. If I'm at all interested in them and they've expressed interest with me, I will then call their school and I will act like I'm a parent moving into the community. And I've heard a lot about this person, and you know, what kind of impression do they have about them? Not asking for a formal reference, not asking for anything, just calling the front office person, whoever that may be, and just seeing what kinds of good impressions that they've left. once I narrow that pool down, again, I could get as many as 150, 200 just on the low end. I deduce that down. I might get that somewhere in the ballpark of about 10 to 12 that are just stellar in that way. I then send them some pre-work. And what I do is I email them, thank you for expressing. I really would like to follow up with our phone call and lay out when we're going to meet and this, that, and the other, this, that, and the other. But I will ask them to answer two out of three questions that are there. And they're questions that are very important for me to know about their follow through and their work ethic. To me, that's highly important. So I try and assess that through something. I ask them, you know, if you have an angry parent who's talking to you, talk to me about the steps you would use in trying to bring resolution to whatever the situation may be. And I'm not looking for any way that they solve it. I'm looking for follow through. I want to make sure that this is somebody who's going to dot every I, cross every T, and then want to go even further. So that's what I'm looking for with that. So I asked them to do their pre-work. They send it to me prior to us meeting, and then I have a chance to know them pretty well at that point. Now we move on to step number two, which is the what I call the process part of it. It's all of the face-to-face work that we have. So there are several things that are very important to me. And this one, I've done it two different ways, actually. One way I do, I have them come in and answer email responses to a parent. But this way, I've done most often. I have my administrative and leadership team have a meeting when the candidate is there. It'll be a meeting that's in process. So I bring that candidate in, introduce them around the room, hand them the agenda, and I walk out. One of the things that I want to see, and I want to get information from my leadership team and from the administrative team, how does that person handle themselves in a stressful situation with an agenda that's thrust upon them and they just have to step in? Are they leader-like? Are they able to have a customer service and leadership orientation about them? Step number two in that process part is it's ambassador time. I have some students take the candidate around the building, showing them all the different facets of our school and all of the wonderful things happening. Well, the important part of the tour is I need to see if the leader will attempt to build a positive relationship with the student. So the way that I assess this is I actually survey the students after all the candidates have come through and talk about, you know, who was more of a leader, who commanded respect, who gave you respect to you as a student, and I debrief them, get a lot of information from them. And then step number three in this segment here of the process is I call it a difficult parent meeting. I call it a time to shine. I have a parent that is no longer a parent with us. His kids have graduated, but he's still very, very close to us, comes in and has a scenario, and he really has to, he's pushing hard to get to my office as the principal. And this assistant principal has to try and do the very best they can do to solve this problem before it becomes an issue on my desk. And he and I work very closely with that. And he really sets up some difficult scenarios, but doesn't go too far, obviously, but really tries to push them on my behalf to see if they can seek to build bridges. He gives them opportunities to do so because that is the facet that I'm looking to get out of it. So after the candidate goes through the pre-work, then they go through the process work, these stages that you've just seen. They then have a face-to-face extended interview with me. We'll sit down and we'll have I have a chance to go through all of their information, how they did in all these scenarios. I then debrief that with them. We talk about their skill sets, and then we determine at that point if this is a good fit for them, if it's a good fit for us. And so that is what I call the post part. the next stage in their success indicators is what I call the development process. My leadership development begins the moment I call and offer someone the job, because I talk to them about, okay, I want you to take a chance to think about this, talk to your family about it. This is a family decision and all of these other things. That is induction for me. Whether they say yes or no, I have started induction with them. And so it's my development process with them. We then step out into the last phase, which I call the formalized leadership development process, where I meet with them every month, one-on-one. We just talk about their leadership characteristics and skills, what skills they need to employ more, and how to best develop those. So, you know, we work very intentionally through this. Again, I've been able to grow 22 in the past, 22 to the principalship and higher. I'm working on the 23rd this year. Hopefully we'll find out very, very soon. But again, this process of pre-work, the process, the face-to-face, the post, the development process, and then the extended next steps. Those are things that can really help you to grow leaders in your building.
This podcast, The Lodge of Leaders, is sponsored exclusively by Greater Development, LLC. At Greater Development, they will develop, grow, and skillfully hone your leadership skill set. Let's face it, even Hall of Fame athletes, the greatest in their respective fields, have private coaches. Aren't your skills as important? Don't you want to be more effective and a fulfilled leader? They can help you. You can contact them at www.greaterdevelopmentllc.com. Let them help you reach your excellence.
Lodge members, thanks for listening today to the Lodge of Leaders podcast. Before we go, I have a request. If you liked today's episode, please add a review of the Lodge of Leaders podcast on either Apple Podcasts or whichever platform you've been listening. You can join the Lodge by going to drgarydavison.com and leaving me a comment, or simply going to questions@lodgeofleaderspodcast.com. All of the questions and comments will be part of upcoming episodes. Until we meet again, please remember that experience is not the best teacher. Feedback is.